It's a pleasure to welcome to the show a gentleman who so many of us grew up watching as a member of the Partridge Family, and his show business career has had its ups and downs, but boy, the ups have been really up. Number one hit records, fan clubs with more members than the Beatles or Elvis. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, David Cassidy. David, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to talk to you. I've been to KABC many times. I have had a great relationship with ABC, which was also the network we were on.
Yes, back
in the Partridge Family.
Back in the day, and of course, you pretty much grew up in this town, growing up in a show business family. And David, the new Christmas album, by the way, sounds great. And DavidCassidy.com is where you can find out all about it.
Or DavidCassidyMusic.com,
But I wanted to ask you because I worked as a writer producer on Full House, and we had a lot of kids in the cast, and that show has gone on decade after decade finding new audiences, and it is a really unusual experience and a difficult experience to grow up basically in the public spotlight at that level. And you, of course, you were one of the pioneers of this, because it's really hard for folks to imagine, who didn't grow up with the Partridge Family, how big the Partridge Family was and how much pressure there was on all of you, but particularly on you.
Yeah, well, I was really the only one who was working three jobs. I had an all-day job from 7:30 till 7, and then I would drive over the hill from Burbank and record most time from like 7:30 till 11 or 12, go back home, get up at 6 and show up again. And then on weekends, I would go out and do like sometimes two shows on a Saturday, two shows on a Sunday, fly back Sunday night and do it again. So I was really holding down three jobs. And I was also so fortunate to have a lot of success and that people have supported me and have been really so inspirational to me to know that I have touched their lives and brought happiness and light. And, you know, for me, I have to say that just knowing you've had a very positive impact on millions of people, it's very gratifying. You know, I'm very serious about it.
We're talking with David Cassidy, and of course, the new Christmas album, David Cassidy Christmas, is available for download and stores, if you can find a store that sells music these days. And so, you know, it includes a Christmas Card, which is a new version of a record that you did years ago. It's a fan favorite, and a lot of course, holiday classics. And that's what's the challenge of doing something? And I've talked to a lot of musician friends, and they say, God, the world doesn't need another version of My Funny Valentine. But when it comes to holiday songs, people do like the traditional songs.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I chose ones that, for me personally, were my favorite songs, and some of which, a few of which I cut back in 72. But this is the first solo Christmas a CD that I've ever done. And obviously, there, as you mentioned, there are not a lot of places where you're going to go in and find a CD these days. So almost all music is done by downloading from either whoever has a website or iTunes. And the new CD's out, and I'm really proud of it. It's very gratifying to know that so many people love, especially My Christmas Card to You, which is an original song that Tony Romeo wrote for me back in 72. So I'm really proud of it, though.
And still touring, still playing Vegas, and still making music. David, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
God bless you and all of L.A.
All right. David Cassidy, DavidCassidy.com, DavidCassidyMusic.com.